Well, he is one of the genuine superstars of the AFL, and he's going to be pivotal to the Crows' turnaround in 2015. And we are thrilled to announce that he is back here on 5AA Breakfast right throughout this year's football season. Patrick Dangerfield, welcome back, mate.
Morning, Pembo, Aso, Jano.
Jano.
Great to be back.
Did you meet our producer, Alan O?
No, just Al.
Now, Pat, I'll ask you if you had a good break, but it doesn't look like, I mean, obviously you would have had a nice break, you know, late last year, but it looks like you guys have been working your butts off on the track.
Oh, easy summer, Pembo. Easy summer. It's certainly been very tough. Obviously, there was a huge amount of turnover and change at the end of the last season at the footy club. But it has certainly been one of the harder pre-seasons that we've had, and the addition of Phil Walsh has been, I've been incredibly impressed with him, as has the entire football club and playing department.
Yeah. Now, mate, we said a couple of weeks ago that we are not going to use this spot to hassle you every week about your future. I don't think that you would want that, but more importantly, I don't reckon that our listeners would want that. But as this is your first spot, we're going to address the issue today, and then we're going to set it aside for the rest of the year, unless something spectacular
Sounds
happens.
Good.
But, firstly, how annoying for you is the constant attention on this issue? And is there a risk that by being constantly pestered and harassed about your future that it will make you even more inclined to say, I've had enough of Adelaide?
No, it doesn't make you more inclined to say I've had enough of Adelaide. I love the city. I love playing here. I love the playing group, and I think we're incredibly lucky to have the incredible supporter base that we have as a football club. You know, we've had more supporters come to our games than any other football club in Australia. In terms of what's said and written in papers and on talkback radio, I can't control that. What I can control is my own actions at the footy club, which is the same as the 46 other players on our football list. So I'm totally committed as everyone else at our football club is about improving us as a football club, which we really need to do. We've had some, you know, in the last 5 years, we've played finals once. And Chappy said it last year, mediocrity will not be tolerated. So everyone's on notice in terms of our performance, whether you're in the administration side of the building or in, you know, the core business of getting the job done on game day. So for us this year, for me this year, it's all about preparing and performing.
Can I ask you, are you leaning one way or the other at the moment?
No, not really. I love the club. What the club has done for me, I'll never be able to repay. If I play for 25 years, I won't be able to. They've turned me from an 18-year-old, 17-year-old adolescent into I won't say a man just yet. While she's here, he'll judge
a 22-year-old adolescent.
We're men or not, but what they've done for me has been unbelievable, but I haven't made my mind up. At the same time, we've got plenty of other players that are out of contract, and so does every other team in the AFL. And at the end of the day, the season starts next week. There's a huge amount of water to go under that bridge.
Well, Phil Walsh was asked about this very question yesterday at the advertiser's season launch for its football coverage. And the question to your coach was whether he felt that you would need to tell him the moment you had made up your mind. And I thought his answer was great, where he said, look, it's up to you. And all he cares about is that when you pull on the red, blue and gold jumper, that you go out and play your heart out this season for the club.
And I think that's what every player and every supporter expects of anyone that's playing, that when they pull on that Guernsey, it's time to perform. And I'm certainly no different to that. I've loved what Phil has brought to the football club. But as I said before, and probably to reiterate the point, I feel really uncomfortable talking about it in a public forum, and it's not something that the AFC discusses. We don't discuss ongoing contract talks. And that's the same with every other player that's out of contract at the end of the season.
Well, mate, as we said, it's certainly not our intention to open every one of these segments for the year. They'd probably only last for a couple of weeks if we did, but we're not going to be counting you about it.
I understand people want to know, but I don't have a clear answer at the moment. What I will say is I am totally committed to our football club, as every other player is. You know, this season for us, it's all about what we can do as a collective. We're not about winning Brownlow medals, player MVPs. were about returning to the finals, because it's something that we've missed out on the last couple of seasons, and there's nothing worse than spending September watching eight teams go at it to, you know, play off for the grand final. Mm. There's nothing worse than that. And, you know, we were a kickoff at in 2012, and we want to get back to the football that our supporters are really proud to come and watch. They watch us anyway, which we're incredibly lucky to have, but we want something, a brand of footy that the supporters come and watch us and can walk away.
Yeah.
Paddy, one question from me. Would you have liked to have captained the club?
I think anyone in the leadership group could have captained the club. I think the appointment of Taylor Walker, I think we've only just seen the tip of the iceberg with how good he's going to become in that role. I was certainly disappointed for Nathan. He's done an unbelievable job. And the disappointing thing for me is he's been reported in a negative way quite often throughout his captaincy. But I tell you what, within the four walls of the Adelaide Football Club, there is no one more highly regarded than Nathan. And the job that he's done, I cannot speak highly enough of him. So, you know, he's going to be terrific for Tex as a young captain, to have someone like Nathan to look up to and to use as a real sounding board. But I think Tex is going to become a better player and a better leader with the role that he's been appointed.
Patrick, on another topic, over the AFL summer season break, an AFL great's been catching the headlines for the wrong reasons, and I'm talking about Ben Cousins. And in three times in just a month, he's allegedly been off his head. He's been apprehended by the police. When you see something like that happen, what are your thoughts about what's happening maybe in some parts of the sport?
It's really disappointing. And I suppose Ben Cousins is the face. You know, drugs and ice, more particular, is the issue. And it's something that's happening at local football clubs, which is the hardest thing to comprehend. And it really disgusts me as someone who is totally against all forms of drugs. But it's something that we really need to address. And plenty has been said about the addictive nature of ice, and that if you can take it once, I was listening this morning earlier on, you take it once and you can be hooked. And that's the scarier side of it. So, you know, junior football clubs should be a place where communities can come together and enjoy themselves and socialise. It cannot be a place where it becomes so much about supposed performance that you're taking, you know, all sorts of drugs that people don't know what's, you know, what causes that might have with their health.
Yeah. There's that debate within footy, mate, about how clubs handle an issue where a player has made a bad choice, fallen in with a bad crowd and succumbed to the drug culture. And here in Adelaide, both Ken Hinckley and Phil Walsh singing from the same song sheet on this issue, which is it should be zero tolerance. Everyone who plays for the Adelaide Football Club and the Port Adelaide Football Club, they know that if you stuff up, you're out the door. Do you think that real hard line approach is better than the sort of more mollycoddling approach? Or do you think that there could be an instance where, say, an 18-year-old makes one silly decision and that maybe it's best to sit him down and say, if this ever happens again, you're gone?
Pembo, if there wasn't education around substance abuse, you know, I would be more along the lines of, well, you know, we need to teach and I suppose mollycoddle, to use your term. But the fact is, every single year, the amount of learning that players go through, I do not understand how there can continue to be issues around substance abuse. I don't understand it, because the Players Association, the AFL, do an unbelievable job in upskilling AFL footballers about what is necessarily and what you can and cannot take.
But if it's happening in your suburban clubs,
and that's the challenge.
See, those players obviously want to end up being in the AFL one day. If they come with that on board, they're no good to anyone.
And I would hate to think that the documentary that Cousins put out, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago, has made, you know, young footballers think, yep, they can do this, and then return to the game. That's the thing that I think.
Because that docker, you look at it and you think how pitiful the bloke looked.
And he's such a powerful figure within the AFL, and I would hate to think that people would look to him as a role model, because let's be honest, he's not. And think that, you know, I can take drugs and then return to the spotlight as Ben did. you know, it's, and Mick Malthouse said it yesterday on the drive show, you know, he's certainly not a role model to anyone in the AFL.
Exactly. Hey, Pat, just finally, what's going to be the difference between the Crows in 2015 versus the last few years? What can the fans expect?
Well, for us, we want to be better when it comes to defence. We want to be more consistent when it comes to our defence. And I think we've seen patches of that throughout the pre-season. It's really hard to take pre-season form and what that's going to correlate to in the actual season proper. But there's been some things that we've really improved. I think our pressure on the opposition ball carriers has really improved. And we saw that on the weekend against Port Adelaide. So that's the real one thing that we want to improve on.
Patrick Dangerfield from the mighty Adelaide Crows. Terrific to have you back, mate.
Yeah.
And we look forward to talking to you throughout the year. And for the Port fans as well, we remind you that we have the excellent Cane Corns on every Friday as well for all of season 2015. Good on you, Pat.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
And next time, Patty, David and I will dress up for you.
Jane, I did say that. As soon as I walked in, I said, jeez, guys, you could have dressed up for me a little bit. I mean, Pembo looks like he's just come out of the set of Point Break.
But you're looking pretty flash. I like your boots. They're good.
Good on you, Patrick.